are my manners. Jared Eirich from CUNA, you're the Chief Compliance Officer.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations on making it through another GAC.
It's been a successful week, Mark.
Yeah.
It really has. We've had a tremendous turnout, and all of our attendees that I've spoken with so far have had some really good networking opportunities and opportunities to visit with lawmakers. So that's a success in our
Indeed,
books.
Indeed, yeah. Absolutely. So what's some of the buzz that you've been hearing in the hallways here, especially in your neck of the woods
in
the compliance
certainly
area?
Certainly, everyone's asking me questions like, what can we expect for 2020?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What are the examination priorities for the CFPB and the NCUA, and how do we prepare our credit unions to best comply.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the conversations that I've been having.
Okay, well, we just had board member Todd Harper.
Yes, absolutely.
If you were here a little bit sooner, you guys could have sat in here together and
I've run into board member Harper several times this week.
Oh, have you?
Yes, absolutely. So we appreciate the NCOA's presence here at our meetings for
Indeed.
Sure.
Indeed, it's good to have him here for sure. So let's talk about the topic at hand, compliance trends for 2020.
Yeah.
So what's on the docket that people are asking about?
Well, there's always the usual suspects, you know, the Bank Secrecy Act, anti-money laundering procedures. We're going to see an update to the Federal Financial Institutions Examination Council's AML and BSA examination manual this year. They're working on finalizing details there. Certainly continued emphasis on customer due diligence and beneficial ownership requirements that went into effect in May of 2018. Examiners are still digging into that area a little bit. This year they're going to focus also obviously on cybersecurity. That's a hot topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
the
continued use of the ACID, the automated cybersecurity tool that the NCUA is expecting credit unions to utilize. There was an emphasis on that for the largest of credit unions in 2018, a billion and above, really had the emphasis there.
Okay.
In 2019, it was $250 million to a billion in assets that they focused on. And this year, it's going to be those credit unions that are $100 million up to about $250 million.
Okay.
So completing that full cycle
of
cybersecurity assessments to determine if credit unions really understand the risks that they're taking on and the channels that they're delivering their products and services.
Well, I bet that's a huge benefit, especially for the smaller credit unions who may not have the resources that some of the largers do. I bet that's huge for them.
It is. It's a big thing, and it's not going to go away. You know, we hear all the time about additional data breaches and data privacy requirements.
Yeah.
Certainly in your state, the California Consumer Privacy Act is on the radar of many
credit
unions.
Oh, definitely.
So, not going away anytime soon.
And I tell you, probably 90% of my interviews here, and we've done probably like 50 or 60 interviews or whatever,
right.
But of that, I mean, about 90% of them have dealt with data breaches, data analytics.
Yes.
So data makes the world go around these days for sure.
A couple of additional areas that I can think of that are kind of hot topics for 2020, the Electronic Funds Transfer Act, policies and procedures and credit unions, how they're handling the error resolution requirements and disclosures for members that bring complaints to them in those areas. That's certainly going to be on the radar. Fair Credit Reporting Act. How are you reporting the credit reporting to on your members to the credit bureaus, especially the date of first delinquency? The agency is looking at that as part of their examination procedures this year.
Okay.
And certainly, you know, we're continuing to see additional loan growth in credit unions. And as that continues, there'll continue to be a little bit of a focus on liquidity management.
Yeah,
right?
There's been a lot of talk about that.
Making sure credit unions have contingency plans in cases of tight liquidity. So I think those are some of the hot topics for 2020.
Indeed.
For sure.
Indeed. Yeah. Hey, before the recording, you also talked about CUNA's new compliance system. Can you touch on that for
Certainly.
A second?
Certainly. We have the Credit Union Compliance Management System. We made that available nationally just day before yesterday. So credit unions, that's something that all credit unions have access to. If you're a member of CUNA or your league, then you have access to that. And there's no additional charge. That is a member benefit. There's a for-fee version that has additional features and capabilities, but it's very competitively priced. We think that this is going to be a great tool for credit unions. It's a place where they can manage the regulatory change process with workflows, regulatory alerts that they can take advantage of and really keep up to speed so that things don't fall through the cracks.
Right, right.
Additional training modules that can be bundled on through our technology provider Quantivate. And so there are additional modules like enterprise risk management, internal audit, business continuity, all of those things that really represent a full governance, risk, and compliance suite of products.
Right.
We wanted to put that in the hands of credit unions because we continue, as you know, to try to reduce that regulatory burden.
Yeah.
And we feel this is going to be a really helpful tool for credit unions to utilize in their repertoire for 2020.
And you just said you guys just released it.
Because
we first talked about it at the CUNA Technology Council Conference.
Last fall
in Chicago.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
So now it's come to fruition
and
now it's out there.
It is.
Great news.
And so it's on our website. It's available immediately. It's a web-based tool that has all sorts of functionality for credit unions to really get away from the spreadsheet management of the regulatory change process and really be able to tackle it holistically. Mm-hmm. It's certainly got great reporting features that can be shown to examiners so that you can have a little higher level of confidence when it comes to compliance.
That's a huge benefit as well.
Yeah.
What else is on the docket for 2020? Is that pretty much run the gamut right now? Or I'm sure there's going to be things that crop up during the year, as
there's
they
probably always
do,
surprises, right? And so
makes your job interesting.
It does, absolutely. It's very dynamic. So I'm not sure exactly additional areas. I think certainly we continue to have this struggle between what's legal at the federal level and what's legal at the state level when it comes to cannabis.
Oh, yes.
We've got additional hemp guidance that NCUA has promulgated and provided to the industry. I think you're going to continue to see some struggles in that area and trying to figure out how do we best serve those businesses and not run afoul of federal laws and regulations.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's holding it back.
Exactly,
you know? If we could just kind of get all that stuff ironed out, then I think it would really take off.
Yeah, so that's an area that I think would continue to see some focus. Concentration risk is also an area. So credit unions that have high concentrations, whether it's in the indirect lending portfolios or commercial lending or even residential real estate, it's a good thing to look at credit letter to credit unions 10CU03, I believe, 2010 letter, but it's got good helpful guidance about how to manage your concentration risk, and I think the examiners are certainly going to use that as part of their toolbox for examinations in 2020 as well.
Alrighty. Well, it looks like another busy year for you and everybody else out there. So good stuff. Jared, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for the
opportunity. Always an education. Always, always fun to talk about this stuff. And
thank
you for the work that you do as well.
I appreciate it.
Good job, Jared.
Thank you very much.
So much. There he is, Jared Eirig, CUNA Chief Compliance Officer. Go check him out.